We'll go ahead and continue with our pastoral prayer this morning. We received a letter of prayer, and I wish to kind of recite it to you this morning. It says, "I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glory and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." Heavenly Father, may these words of glorious truth echo in the darker areas of our hearts where your word seldom seems to reach, where it seldom seems to penetrate, where it seldom seems to take hold and connect our head knowledge with our heart knowledge. Thank you for our dear brother Paul, our forefather in the faith, for writing this prayer to our church community, that we be more and more characterized by the hope, love, and power of the gospel. What is the hope to which you've called us? Lord, it's confusing sometimes. We need to know hope beyond our culture, beyond our circumstances. We need to know living hope to persevere. So I pray, along with Paul, help us to know more the living hope of Christ in which you have called us. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? How is it so easy to forget in this world that this glorious inheritance is not of this world, but so obviously points directly to the living love of Christ? So, Lord, I pray along with Paul, help us to know more the riches of your living love for us in Christ Jesus. What is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his great might? Lord, we see such power that man yields. Skyscrapers in vast cities, routine trips to space stations, such power that extends life and the quality of life, the destructive power that man has worked over mankind. But no man has worked such a great power as to raise man from the dead. How we so often forget this great power is at work within us. God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your power is unmatched. So I pray, Lord, along with Paul, help us to know more this unmatched power toward us that raised Jesus from death and seated him at your right hand and gave him authority and power over all things. Help us to know more about this power so we stand firm in our identity in Jesus Christ, in our weakness to be strong in the Lord and use the strength of his might to walk paths of righteousness worthy of the gospel. Power. Power to maintain unity and love within our church family and with spouses and our children. Power to work in ways that honors you, God. Father, I pray this petition so that we can truly know the living hope of Christ, know the living love of Christ, know the living, life-giving power of Christ, so we can experience the peace and the joy of Him, in whose name I pray. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.